Delicious, meat nutritious, and the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts out there. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor, but still want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, to name a few. Perfect for enjoying with family or friends and taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more. That's wonderfulpistachios.com. This is Optimal Living Daily, episode 3069, 11 Habits That Will Give You a Complete and Successful Life, by Pete Zafra with moneyminiblog.com. And I'm your narrator, Justin Mollick, reading you articles every single day of the year. And we're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. 11 Habits That Will Give You a Complete and Successful Life, by Pete Zafra with moneyminiblog.com. I love to study successful people. And I don't just mean the financially successful. I'm talking about the people who are successful in their internal and external world. These are the people who live with inner peace and outer joy and fulfillment. I've learned that success leaves clues. As long as you're following the path of those who have achieved what you're after, you'll start picking up what it took them to get to where they are. In this post, you'll learn 11 different habits that I've learned and observed from people who make the most out of life. And the best part, you can model these habits into your life and live a more complete and successful life. Number one, work on your mindset. Thoughts become things. The quality of our life is determined by the quality of our thoughts. How we see and feel about life will ultimately shape how we live and experience it. If we see life as a constant battle for pain, then that's exactly what you'll be feeling. If you see life as a gift full of wonderful things, then you'll be living life appreciating pretty much everything, no matter how big or small. If you want to reach the next level in life, then you must first work on your mindset. Things will come and challenge us, and it's our mindset which determines how we react and move past them. I've come to learn that in order to succeed in anything, it takes 20% hard work and 80% mindset. It's important to know that your brain is just like your stomach. You need to constantly feed it with quality information, the stuff that allows you to grow and reach new heights. Nourish it, strengthen it, and use your mind to make your dreams and goals come true. Number two, be grateful. Have you ever seen a man that's happy but not thankful? Never. I've seen people with literally nothing back in the Philippines, yet they're happy. They're thankful for everything that they have. They don't complain or blame other people for their scarcity and poverty. These days, you can see the rich and super wealthy throw everything away in a blink of an eye. Remember the saying, you never know what you've lost until it's gone? Well, that applies not only to rich people, but to everyone in life. It doesn't have to be Thanksgiving for anyone to be thankful. Always be thankful for the people who support you, the food you eat, the home you live in, your ability to hear this post, and most importantly, the fact that your heart is beating. Be thankful for life itself. Number three, take care of your body. Our bodies are our machines that allow us to get things done. If we don't take care of our bodies, we're actually doing harm not only to our life, but the lives of others as well. For example, if you're a parent, how can you be there for your family if you keep getting sick? If you're still single but not taking care of yourself, well, how can you take care of yourself financially, physically, emotionally? Take care of your body. It's your most valuable asset. Get the right amount of sleep your body needs. Go take a walk. Go to the gym and work out. Get some sweat on. drink more water, and start eating balanced meals. Number 4, give respect. Respect goes a long way. It's important for relationships at work, family, friends, and for your special other. Respect will allow you to reach new heights. It's how we grow and move forward in our relationships. Building relationships is what it's all about these days. That's what social media is all about. When you respect other people, you immediately and subconsciously give them a message on how they should be treating you. No matter how young or old, people are people, and people deserve respect. We all have feelings, dreams, goals, and certain ideals. We need to respect that, even if their beliefs or opinions don't match yours. If someone's opinion or belief bothers you that much and won't help you in life, then spend less time with that person. Number 5, don't partake in gossip. Gossip is a destructive and negative habit. It does nothing but destroy and shatter another person's image, and usually the stuff you say or hear aren't even close to being true. It goes back to the previous habit, respect. You're better than that. Don't fall prey to gossip. You won't be needing it. Number 6, remind yourself of your goals. We all have dreams and goals. Sometimes, however, it's not clear and specific enough. Write it down and make sure it's extremely clear and specific. Set the intention and put it out there when, where, how, and why you're going to achieve your goal. Read it daily when you get up and before bed. Put it somewhere where you can easily spot it. Create a vision board, which is a series of images that show everything you'd like to achieve, like your dream home, a car, family, etc., and put it right next to your list of goals. Wire your goals deep within your subconscious mind, and subconsciously, your actions will start moving you closer and closer to making them a reality. Next thing you know, you're acting, thinking, and talking as if you've already achieved your goals. Number 7, read more books. Life is a never-ending learning experience. The day we stop learning is the day when we stop growing. Just because we're not in a classroom scenario anymore doesn't mean the learning should stop. Invest a lot in yourself. You are your greatest asset. Whatever problem or issue you're experiencing, odds are someone has already experienced it or something similar to it and has written about it. Reach out and train your brain. Our body isn't the only part that needs to work out. Our brains need it too. The more books you read, the more you expand the horizons of your mind. Make it a goal to read 1 to 2 books every single month. Number 8, be humble. Our egos, if not under control, can be destructive. We can be arrogant, or we can underestimate the skills of certain people, which then make them feel bad. Being humble will not only nurture our relationships, but it'll make success last longer. Tone down any sign of ego or pride and humble yourself. Be humble enough to know and accept that no matter who you are, there are always things that you'll encounter that you wouldn't know the answer to. No matter how good you are at something, there will always be someone out there that's better. Don't let that thought bring you down. Let that thought inspire you to work harder on yourself. Number 9, give and serve. People who know how to give and serve are always loved, supported, respected, and are always happy individuals. Happiness is best when shared. Selfish people live a sad life. Giving creates a sense of fulfillment, joy, and happiness. Knowing that you're changing lives one at a time is a feeling like no other. No matter how small an act of kindness can be, it can make the biggest difference in someone else's life. And I always believe that the small things always pile up to create something ginormous. Become a person who lives to serve and knows how to give to others that need something more than you do. Number 10, move past rejection. We all get ideas, different kinds. Sometimes people love it and sometimes people don't. Rejection is a part of life. And what you should realize is when people reject your ideas, it does not mean that they're rejecting you. use rejection as an inspiration to work harder on yourself instead of bringing yourself down. Keep moving forward and leave the past where it should be, the past. Make it a habit to keep moving forward no matter what. Our goal is to become a better version of ourselves than we were yesterday. So never take rejections too personally. And number 11, strive to learn more from people who know more. Be a hunter of human excellence and model your life after theirs. Find a mentor that you respect and admire. Study them and model their habits, mindsets, and work ethics to your life. Surround yourself around greatness long enough, and eventually, that greatness will rub off to you. Next thing you know, you'll start thinking, talking, acting, moving, and working like a successful person. Remember, you become who you're with. Integrate these 11 habits into your life, and you'll notice a big change. Each and every day, you'll grow happier and closer, or even attract more success your way. You just listened to the post titled 11 Habits That Will Give You a Complete and Successful Life by Pete Zafro with MoneyMiniBlog.com, and I'll be right back with my commentary. Thank you to Pete, a guest writer on Money Mini Blog. The second one, gratitude, is something that comes up pretty frequently here on this show because some great studies are showing how much power gratitude can have, if we're truly grateful, of course. And it actually reminds me of something nice that happened recently that made my day. I had to have a notary come over, and one of the spots I had to fill in was my job, and I wrote Optimal Living Daily there. He saw it and then said, "Optimal Living Daily, that's a podcast, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, you know it?" And he said, "I've been listening for years. That's where articles are read every day. Wait, you're Justin, the host? I thought your voice sounded familiar." And I was shocked because in the many, many years of this podcast, I've never had a stranger recognize my name or the podcast name. And that's with the podcast name being on the back of my car too. No one's ever said anything. So we got to talking and he mentioned that his girlfriend gave him a gratitude journal and that he's been using it. So I think with how often it's brought up on this show, and since it's been proven to be helpful, it could make for a great gift. I thought that was a nice idea. So thank you to John the Notary for sharing that and for listening for years. Thank you for being here, and especially thank you if you've been listening for years. Wishing you a great rest of your day, and I'll see you tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.